97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back. Hour number three on this Monday. Sue Thomas is off. She'll be back on Wednesday. Tom Homan is in the news right now. There's this allegation of bribery that the Justice Department has sort of shut down and said nothing to see here. The New York Times did a bit of a hit piece, but I don't know what to believe on that, and I guess soon enough we'll find out. He's accused of taking cash in an FBI sting operation, but there seemingly doesn't seem to be any effort to take that case further. But what I know about Tom Homan is I like the guy, and I hope he's not in any trouble, because he's come on this show many times, and he's taken the appropriate stance for the American people. Now, last week he did an interview with Mika Brzezinski at MSNBC, and Mika was all high on her horse and condescending, and if you watched it, you can see how condescending she was. But she referred to some of the people that ICE is removing from the country, criminals, as the disappeared, basically making an allegation that ICE is swooping in and disappearing all these people. They're just vanishing.
I would like to see that data that you're talking about, the 70%, the criminal history. I'd love some transparency as to why a lot of these people have been disappeared. You say you have data. We would love to see it. The American people should see this data.
Well, here's the rhetoric again, right? You just meant disappeared. That is a ridiculous thing to say.
Why?
Because ICE is doing the same thing we've done for decades. But because of the last 4 years, ICE wasn't allowed to enforce a law. ICE was told to sit back, and you can't arrest an illegal alien for simply being here legally. You got to wait till they commit a serious crime and get convicted of that crime. That's what Secretary Mayorkas' instructions were. And that's why you saw so much crime in this country coming from the illegal alien population.
Yeah, of course. And we've talked about that time and time again. But the whole disappeared comment really sent him off. And if you juxtapose that, Chris Klem is back with us, former Yuma Sector Border Patrol chief, who testified before a Senate subcommittee hearing on immigration issues last week. Chris, welcome back. Thanks for coming on. But when you take that disappeared comment from Mika referring to ICE, the true disappeared are these children that you testified about last week.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, and thanks for bringing that up. That is actually the real thing that's going on, the real disappearing. Classic Democratic, classic progressive left projection. They allowed over 300,000, we narrowed it down to about 120,000 children to disappear under their watch, under the Biden administration, under Secretary Becerra. Yet here they go projecting that people that are being arrested and removed with due process by our immigration enforcement agencies as calling that disappearing. No, that's called the process of the law, and it's called a removal proceeding. And it's been, like Tom said in that interview, been going on for decades. Differences is we've got a new boss in town named President Trump that is allowing men and women to do their job, not this nonsensical stuff of just letting everybody go because, well, we feel better about ourselves.
So let's talk about, you and I have had these conversations before, but let's talk about the kids in particular, some of whom, most of whom entered illegally, ranging from sometimes they're just babies, right, months old to 17 years old. A lot of them, as you testified, they were adolescents. They were aware of what was going on. The younger ones clearly did not. But I mean, the question then becomes, what happened to several hundred thousand of these kids? Where are they right now?
Yeah, so any child that came into custody of the Office of Refugee Resettlement entered the country illegally. I mean, we have to recognize that is the fact. And as you just stated, and as I stated when I was testifying, is the majority were 14 years or older, and especially those that are from Central America, 14-year-old, that's like a 19-year-old here in the States. These are people that are grown up in some harsh circumstances. But what happens is the sponsor requirements, the vetting, even the immigration enforcement process for children under Biden was they would let these kids be placed with sponsors and there was a 120-day moratorium before we would serve them with their immigration papers. So what happened in that 120 days when they had poor sponsor information, we didn't know who, or there was no vetting or no background done? They got lost. And that's what that Inspector General report showed, where there was 300,000 missing kids. They were missing because the government intentionally put policies in place that prohibited and mucked up, if you will, the whole process. So we had to go out there and start from scratch. Everything, you know, if they weren't above board, was like starting a cold case, because there's hundreds, if not thousands, of cases where kids were in multiple aggregate addresses, apartment complexes, or places that didn't even exist, or liquor stores. It was just an address given. So every ICE agent that's going out there to find these kids is starting practically from scratch, and that was done on purpose by the last administration.
In your opening statement that was submitted to this hearing last week, you said one of the more dumbfounding discoveries revealed immediately to me upon arriving in January, because you did this 100-day stint with the administration, yep, was an internal review by the Office of General Counsel at HHS. Explain what was so outrageous about that.
Yeah, well, that actually worked out. It was very interesting because Senator Moody from Florida, Ashley Moody, was actually the attorney general in Florida at the time. So the state of Florida under Governor DeSantis had the grand jury, the AG's office, get a grand jury and look at data in Florida, how the Office of Refugee Resettlement under Secretary Becerra was trafficking and putting kids into bad places, right? So the grand jury, which is, people that got jury duty, looked at the facts, looked at evidence, and said, this is a problem. Well, that was submitted. And so HHS looked at that data and said, well, we're going to do our own investigation to see if this is accurate. And not only was it accurate and corroborate what Florida said, it actually found more cases. But they didn't do anything about it. The politicals were given that information and did nothing about it. I'd been there a week, and I would say, hey, this fell on our desk. Look what happened. And so not only did I look at that information, I had our general counsel do another investigation, identified more problems, corroborated the Florida case, and now that has led to over 22,000 children that have been found. That has led to over 400 criminal charges on sponsors, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. But again, that was ignored by Florida. Let me correct it. That was issued by Florida, ignored by the Biden administration,
right,
taken on by the Trump administration, and we continue to work through that to this day.
So you have confidence now that the process is working a lot more efficiently in the way that it should in trying to collect information and tracking down these kids?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because there was a chart, which is very interesting, by the Democrat leader, Alex Padilla, out of California. We all know him because he's the one that stormed the Secretary Domes.
Yes, that's right. Guy, yep.
He brought up a chart complaining that while the amount of children that are actually in custody is down to under 2,000, the amount of time that they have remained in custody is now close to 6 months. Well, you know why? Because we've held the sponsor vetting to the highest standards we can under the current laws. We have actually put people on notice that you can't just fake your way through this and use fraud and use fake documents and use photoshopped evidence to say you're a family member. We are doing all the background checks. We're requiring DNA. That's why these kids are in our custody longer. Yeah, novel concept, right? You know, if you actually hold the sponsors accountable and make sure that they're here legally and not criminals, they can't get the kids. So therefore, the kids are in our custody. So I have a high degree of confidence that we are in a good spot, much better spot than before, and it's only getting better. And the men and women that are in place working this from the refugee resettlement are doing a great job. And obviously, we have the support from all the federal law enforcement agencies, and they're working side by side. They're collaborating and working this together like never before.
Chris Clemens here, former Yuma Sector Border Patrol Chief. So, you know, in a hearing like this, when we typically air them on the radio or watch TV, there's a lot of partisanship back and forth. This is a serious issue. It really is. There's so many issues related to the border outside of just the illegal crossings that we had to witness for 4 years. And this illustrates the point perfectly. But what was the reception like in that committee? I mean, was this partisanship about immigration, or did you actually have engagement from Democrats that this is a pretty, important issue that should be investigated?
Well, you know what? Most of the time when you're hearing, it is about sound bites for the left or the right, whoever's leading the hearing, right? I got to tell you that I felt more comfortable or a level of confidence on this one.
Good.
That they recognize that there is a criminal element involved here, that it's not just immigration. And even before and after the hearing, when I met with different senators as we were just shaking hands, I was like, there's common ground here to focus on the criminal side. Because I believe that if there were 500,000 children that needed to come to the United States and we said, hey, we've got opportunities to take care of them, and we eliminated the criminal side of it. They weren't going into forced labor, forced sex trafficking, weren't being organ harvester or tortured or abused. I don't think we would have that big of a problem with that, right? Because they're kids, especially those tender age ones. I have problems with the older ones and the gang members, obviously. But if we took the criminal element out of it, that's what we want to do. That's right. A beacon of hope. But I think I got some, you know, like, you're right, from Padilla.
Well, let's hope
the other ones, but you know what? The Republicans that were there, Moody, Britt, Cornyn, they are firing all cylinders on this and got some good solutions and good
policies
going forward.
So. All right, let's get your reaction to some other things. J.B. Pritzker and Brandon Johnson in Chicago.
This is wrong. It's unconstitutional. It's un-American. They send ICE in here to cause challenges and mayhem on the ground.
Masked men with war weaponry, you know, into cities and creating checkpoints in cities and disappearing people without the due process, right? I mean, he's already doing that. This is no longer a threat. He's doing it.
Did you hear that? He's using that word. See, that's the talking point, disappearing people. Here's Gavin Newsom.
Unmarked cars, people en masse, people quite literally disappearing. No due process, no rights in a democracy where we have rights. Immigrants have rights. And we have the right to stand up and push back.
American citizens used to have rights, Chris Klemm, but not more important than the immigrants and the criminals out there. What do you say to all that?
Well, first of all, these guys are just so stupid. These are people that have been elected that have no understanding of the law, or they just choose to be ignorant and feed their base. Let me just explain a couple things. Yes, American citizens have rights. Immigrants have rights. Illegal aliens have due process rights, but they have also had the right to remain silent because they're going to be arrested. Okay, this nonsense that they're violating laws and disappearing, it's so ridiculous. It's getting old. And this idea that they're coming in, bringing in what I think it was Pritzker said, weapons of war.
Ridiculous.
They're going out there and doing their job. The only people that are organizing terror and hate and discontent is the left challenging these agents that are enforcing the law. Just like Newsom passing the law, you can't wear a mask. He has no authority to embark or impose anything on federal agents as far as their operations. That would come down from their leadership. So again, another forward-facing crybaby left signal to say, look what we're doing something. They can't do anything. They can't tell an ICE agent they can't wear a mask. They can't tell an ICE agent they can't wear or have an unmarked vehicle. It's just wasting everybody's time. It's wasting taxpayers' dollars. The president has made it very clear. This is a national security interest, is national security threats. We have to get our immigration under control. And they are going after the criminals, but they're not turning a blind eye. If you're in the wrong place at the wrong time and you're here in violation of immigration laws, you will be arrested. You're not the priority, but they're not going to turn you away like they were told to do by the previous administration.
Let me put a little bit more audio here. On the masking, here's Gavin Newsom.
I'll be signing a bill, the first in the nation, saying enough. It's ICE, unmask. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? It's like a dystopian sci-fi movie. Unmarked cars, people en masse, people quite literally disappearing, no due process, no rights. We're pushing back against these authoritarian tendencies and actions of this administration. ICE is now the largest private police force in the United States.
Now, Chris, you and I have had the discussion before. I am uncomfortable. You can address this again. I do not like the masked ICE agents. I understand there's a reason, and these people are being doxxed. Their families are at risk. But one of the issues that I have with the way this whole Jimmy Kimmel thing went down last week is with Brendan Carr at the FCC. And when I hear something like that with Newsom, my fear is that some of this is going to resonate with middle-of-the-road American people, where I'm, you know, livid that they keep calling us Nazis and authoritarians and all this stuff. The problem is that there's a few things, including the masking of ICE agents, that kind of play into the narrative there and might not work very well for conservatives. Any thoughts on that?
No, like we've talked about before, I mean, I wish it wasn't that case. That was the case, right? I never wore a mask when I was making vehicle stops or tracking people or doing. But I understand from the doxing and the attacking that the left has organized that they need to do that.
Yeah.
I wish we weren't there, right? And I do agree that the immigration enforcement agents, especially ICE, you know, are feeding a little bit of that and plays right into the hysteria. But you know what? It was created by the left. It wasn't this wasn't absolutely necessary, but now it has become an officer safety issue. Part of the reason why that is, a lot of the undercover agents that were never to be seen, they were doing surveillance, they were doing, you know, buys, all that kind of stuff, have been put to the front lines to address this immigration issue at the behest of the president. So they want to make sure they're kind of covering themselves. But then you have the doxing and everything else that's going on. I think we should be I hope that it can scale back a little bit. But right now, this just becomes politics now, because as soon as ICE stops wearing masks, Newsom and Pritzker will turn around and say, see, we fixed it.
Well, that's probably true. The thing that, you know, my concern is always, look, I think this, we've talked about this before, this immigration thing, 90-10 at least, maybe 95-5. Yeah, yeah. Most people are on board with this is unbelievable what we allowed to have happen over 4 years. It's outrageous. We want, you know, we want American taxpayers to be prioritized. But this, they think they have something here. And you can hear them with the whole disappeared, you know, talking point. And, you know, when that gets amplified, because we know, and you know better than anyone, that the media is not going to be fair on this issue, I worry that some of the high ground that we have on these issues, and that's why I kind of offered up the Kimmel thing as an example, too, that we're ceding some of that. So that worries me from a political perspective.
Well, you're right. I mean, I think that it's definitely something that needs to be considered. I hope that the powers that be are having this conversation. We're going to see that as we go into the spring, as primary season picks up for the midterms and gubernatorials, where some of the right starts talking about it, because they're going to have to find some common ground here. Because you are right. All it takes is one little crack for the water to seep in, and then you can ruin everything.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing, right? If we have a situation where something goes really wrong with a masked agent or something like that, you could have some blowback. I just hope that everybody understands that the reason for it is not to, you know, be this terror organization or to invoke fear. It's to protect the well-being of those agents and their families because of the actual domestic violence and all the craziness that the left has started just by ICE agents going out and doing their jobs. Just literally four or five ICE agents knocking on a door at an apartment complex, and then you had 20 people surrounding them and taking pictures and all this kind of stuff. So they had to protect themselves.
Yeah, no, that's outrageous. I get it. I know that there's a lot of nuance here. Chris Klemm, you're always great. Thank you so much. You have a great week.
You do the same.
All right,
man.
Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.